হবে পুলকাশরি হরে হরি বলিতে নয়ানে বাবে বলিতে হবে পুলকাশরি হাই বলিতে নয়ানে বে নিতায় জান দিয়ে করুণা হইবে সংসার বসানা মো কবে তুত হবে কবে নিতায় সঙ্গে করুণা হইবে চলিয়া কবে সুদাহ বেমা কবে আমাহে রাব বৃন্দাবন রিয়া কবে সুদাহ বেমা রাগুনাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি কবে হাম ভুজব কে যুগালা প্রীতি নাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি রূপালগুনাথ পরে রহো মাগ প্রার্থনা করে বলা নরক মাগ বলিতে হবে হরি হরি বলিতে জানি ববে বলিতে হবে পুরাচারি ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Was that three? Okay, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya 6, verse 138 and up to 142. So when we get to the purport ones, we'll do the, well, there's three little purports, it seems like. Okay. Vyasa Sutra Artha Jaiche Sohir Kiran. Sakapita Basha Mege Kore Achadan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the Brahma Sutra, compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, is as radiant as the sun. One who tries to interpret its meaning simply covers the sunshine with a cloud. Veda Purane Kohi Brahma Nirupan. Che Brahma Brihad Bastu Ishvara Lakan. All the Vedas and literature that strictly follows the Vedic principles explain that the Supreme Brahman is the absolute truth, the greatest of all, and a feature of the Supreme Lord. Purport. The greatest of everything is Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarvaid ahameva vedya. By all the Vedas I am to be known. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11 it is said that the absolute truth is understood in three phases, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdite. Thus, the Supreme Personality of God is the last word in understanding the absolute truth, Brahman. Text 140. Sarvaishraya Paripurna Swayam Bhagavan. Tare Nirakara Kori Koraha Vakya. Sarvaishraya Paripurna Swayam Bhagavan. Tare Nirakara Kori Koraha Vakya. Sarvaishraya Paripurna Swayam Bhagavan. Dare Nirakara Kori Karaha Vyakhya. Somebody? Sarvaishraya Paripurna Swayam Bhagavan. Hare Nirakara Kori Karaha Bhakya. Sarvaishraya Paripurna Swayam Bhagavan. Hare Nirakara Kori Karaha Bhakya. Ladies. Okay. Well, we're going to keep going. I'll give the word meanings anyway. Then we'll go on with the, what, to 142, and then there's another little purport. Okay. Sarva Aishwarya Paripurna. Full with all opulences. Swayam. Personally. Bhagavan. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dare. Him. Nirakar. Impersonal. Kari. Making. Goroha. You make. Vyakhya. Explanation. Translation. Actually, the Supreme Absolute Truth is a person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full with all opulence. You are trying to explain him as impersonal and formless. Purport. Brahman means Brihatva, the greatest of all. The greatest of all is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He possesses all potencies and opulences in full. Therefore, the absolute truth, the greatest of all, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether one says Brahman or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fact is the same, for they are identical. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna accepted Krishna as Param Brahma Param Dharma, although the living entities or material nature are sometimes described as Brahman, Parabrahman, the Supreme, greatest of all Brahmans, is still Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is full with all opulences, and as such, he possesses all riches, all strength, all reputation, all knowledge, all beauty, and all renunciation. He is eternally a person and eternally supreme. If one tries to explain the Supreme impersonally, one distorts the real meaning of Brahman. 141. Niveshestare kohi jai shuti gan. Prakruta nishedhi kari aprakruta sthapan. Translation. Wherever there is an impersonal description in the Vedas mean to establish that everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental and free of mundane characteristic. Purport. There are many impersonal statements about the Supreme Personality of Godhead as stated in Shraita Shatana Upanishad 3:19. Apanipado javano grihita apasyakya chakshu sashanotya kana saveti vedam nachatasya stiveta samahuragyam purusham mahanta. Although the Supreme Lord is described as having no hands and legs, he nonetheless accepts all sacrificial offerings. He has no eyes, yet he sees everything. He has no ears, yet he hears everything. When it is stated that the Supreme Lord has no hands and legs, one should not think that he is impersonal. Rather, he has no mundane hands or legs like ours. He has no eyes, yet he sees. This means he does not have mundane, limited eyes like ours. Rather, he has such eyes that he can see past, present, and future everywhere in every corner of the universe and in every corner of the heart of every living entity. Thus, the impersonal descriptions in the Vedas intend to deny mundane characteristics in the Supreme Lord. They do not intend to establish the Supreme Lord as impersonal. Text 142. Ya ya shutir jaupati nirvisheshang. Sa sa vidatte savisheshameva. Vichara yoga sati hantatasam. Bhayo baliya savisheshameva. Translation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, quote, whatever Vedic mantras describe the Absolute Truth impersonally only prove in the end that the Absolute Truth is a person. The Supreme Lord is understood in two features, impersonal and personal. If one considers the Supreme Personality of Godhead in both features, he can actually understand the Absolute Truth. He knows that the personal understanding is stronger because we see that everything is full of variety. No one can see anything that is not full of variety. Purport. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Chandradoya Nataka, 667 by Kavi Karnapur. Om Jnana Tamarandasya. Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksha Maritangi Natasma Shri Girve Namaha. Shite Danyamana Bhishtang Stabidam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadam Maikyam Dadati Svapadantikam Pandeham Shri Garo Shri Juta Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagvijatam Sahagana Raganatam Itantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Panam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Shakamitam Shcha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Hare Kanta Namostute Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitanda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. So this is Lord Chaitanya explaining superiority of the Purna, full understanding of Vedas. And some of the high points in these verses and purports are, first we heard about the Brahma Sutra, that he's telling the Sarvabhauma, he's covering it. Veda Puranika he Brahma Nirupan. Say Brahma Bihat. Vastu Ishvara Lakshan. Veda Ishta Sarvar. Prabhupada's quoting that as many times we hear it's Krishna speaking that he is the compiler of the Vedas, he is the knower of the Vedas. And Brahmasutra Pradais, he also mentions Brahmasutra himself, Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita. Then we get a quote, Brahmeti Paramatneti Bhagavaniti Shabjate Bhakti Shutra Gahitaya. The next verse after that in the first canto describes that Bhakti Shutra Gahitaya, Ganavaragya Yuktaya, Pashanti Tatmanam, Bhakti Shutra Gahitaya, that the serious students of Veda, they understand these three aspects. And therefore, they have to study the Shruti, which is what we're doing. Shruti. When we study the, somehow or other, we're unfortunate. We don't all, we're not conversing with Sanskrit. We can't study Upanishads. But it's explained by our great acharyas, and Prabhupada has explained it again for us, more clearly, that Upanishads is the essence of Vedas. There's so many Vedas and Trivedi, Chaturvedi. One, sometimes, even nowadays, you meet some Brahmin, his name is Chaturvedi. Means that he, now, if you ask him, so you know all four Vedas? Chaturvedi means at some time in the distant past, maybe one of his great, 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 great grandfathers was conversant in four Vedas, which is something. And then Trivedi, Dvivedi. Sometimes someone is conversant in three Vedas, so-called. And Chaturvedi, or Dvivedi, two Vedas. But if you ask them now, they won't know. And they won't know definitely the conclusion of Veda. Vedaisha sarva raham eva vedyo vedanta krid veda veda vichaham. Krishna explains it. I am the compiler. So one knows him. Sarvabhavena Bharata. In the end of the 15th chapter of Gita, which is this quote also from, Krishna says, one who knows me, Sarvabhavena Bharata, without a doubt, then he knows all, everything. There's no question. He doesn't have to. So one who understands Bhagavad Gita, he's a knower. Hrishyami chamahu mahu. This conversation, it was so ecstatic. It's not a dry conversation. According to Sanjaya, when he was explaining it to Dhritarashtra, he said, now that I've heard this conversation, I'm explaining it to you, that Hrishyami chamahu, I'm feeling ecstasy again and again, joy. So it's not something that one can dismiss by Bhagavad Gita. Some people dismiss. But it's explained by Jiva Goswami, you know, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, and on down the line. Originally, those who are serious about learning, someone might know Vedas, but they want to be serious, then they go and they learn Upanishad. Upanishad, Upa, means you have to come closer to Isha. Isha means Krishna. Right there, it tells you something. Isha Vashamidam Sarvam. Om Purnama Da Purnama. He is Purna. Full. Purnatara Purnatama. Three phases of fullness that we find in Krishna. That when he is in, he's always full. He's complete. Om Purnama Da Purnama. Purnam Purnam. What is it? Udachi. It is said. Purnam Udachi. If you take away something, he's still going to be full. But even if you consider that in Vaikuntha he's complete, he doesn't really manifest all of his aspects. But when he manifests all his aspects, but even though he doesn't manifest them completely, that is like Dwarka Mathura. Finally, when he completely manifests all of his aspects, all of his qualities, in completeness, then we come to Brajendra Kumar, Brajendra Nandala Krishna. That is, so that is what we're studying. Otherwise, impersonalists like Sarvabhauma, they have no real taste. Of course, this Sarvabhauma, we cannot minimize him. He's associated with Lord Chaitanya. But just like the impersonalists and Benares and Buddhists, we're other, the Mayavadis, they are studying, or so many types, but they don't get a taste. Gyanim pale, shushka brahma gyan. This is very dry. This shushka means dry. There's no, it's drying, chewing bark off a tree or dry oil cake. Sometimes we have a machine and we grind oil or juice out of it. Like, you know, when you take, sometimes people go on a carrot fast or the sugar cane, a carrot. You ever seen that dry yellow orange stuff that comes up? This is what it's like. There's nothing there. You can, it's just powder. Ah, you choke practically on that. It's choking powder. There's nothing there. So this gyan neem, this gyan is compared to the neem phale, fruits of neem tree. Neem is medicinal, it's a fact, but it's bitter, very bitter. Kaka chushe, kori, gyan neem phale. These persons who try to chew it, they're compared to the kaka crows. Kaka chushe, they're chewing this type of thing. They get something out of it. You spit out the sugar cane, the guys in the street in Calcutta, you know, they chew that. Somehow they like that. Crows. They're compared, kokil, to the cuckoo. The devotees are like, they take the premama mokule, arasagya. They're not arasagya, those who are arasagya. They're rasagya, kokil. They're tasting, they know the rasa. So one who knows gorangya, one who knows the lila of ras of Goranga, he tastes real ras. Goranga duti pada. Say gan, say jan, say bhakati rasa shah. So Mahaprabhu is putting forward his teachings throughout this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those who cannot enter it, they're like the, sometimes Kaviraj Goswami compares them also to the camels. They cannot taste Praveshna Kori. They cannot enter into it. He said, I'm putting it out here, all this nectar. Those who don't want it, they can take it. They don't have to take it. At the end of the Madhyalila also, Kaviraj Goswami has one nice verse, Taridam Atirahasam Goralidamitam Yat. He says, Taridam Atirahasam. This is very confidential. Only those who have somehow, jamantare, sahasre bhya, after many lives, they're able to taste this nectar. But he says, those who cannot taste it, kala samudaya kala, nadritam tayolabhyam, they cannot get it. Why? They're envious, simply envious. So this is, so those who are approaching Upanishad, this is actually ABC knowledge, Prabhupada says. In personal conception, Prabhupada said several times, this is for common man. It's not like there's some equal footing. We give them, we try to be humble, we argue, but we have to also be able to discuss this with logic, all logic, praman, all evidence. And Jiva Goswami says there are actually 20 types of evidence, but we take the top two or three, especially this, the Shastra, logic, Nyaya Prashtan. So, Vedanta Sutra is logic. The conclusion is that by sound, in the final verses of Vedanta Sutra, one becomes liberated by sound. Not simply Om, either. That's explained. Or Taptamasi. This is what Lord Chaitanya explained to Prakashananda very nicely. We only get a small idea of what went on there. Imagine he was arguing all day, two, 3 days, speaking 7 days, so many times with Sarvabhauma. We're getting a little bit. Everything we get, we get a little bit. We cannot get the whole. But we get enough still. Amazingly, this is the effect of Purna. Yadadvaitam Brahmo Panashari Talapyasatanabha. In the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is explained. Lord Chaitanya, we have to understand, this is the basic statements, which everything is based on in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this Advaitam, this Sarvabhauma and others are after this Advaitam, Advaitam, Achutimanadi, Anantarupam. This is Krishna, this is Lord Chaitanya. Yadadvaitam Brahmo Panashari Tarapyasa Tanubha. Mahatma, you confused me because you gave a Bengali accent. Yare yare vaitam brahma panishari charapyasa tanubhaya antaryami. He's the antaryami that Kaviraj Goswami is explaining all these things. He's the source of the Brahman. Tanubha, his body is the effulgence of the Brahman effulgence. You're after Brahman effulgence, here it is. When Mahaprabhu came to speak with Prakashananda and his many, many followers, he was exhibiting this. They were seeing it. They're after Namo Narayana. According to these impersonalist sannyasis, Namo Narayana Abhavet. Danda Grahena Matrena Namo Narayana Abhavet. As soon as you take the Danda, then you're also Narayana. Even if you are a derivative Narayana. Nowadays they have, Prabhupada was speaking so strongly against this Dharidra Narayan concept, that Narayan has become poor, Dharidra. So then you have rich Dhani Narayan and Dharidra. This is duality. So you say you're after oneness, but you're created immediately, duality. So you're nonsense number one, first thing. So one has to be very conversant with this argument, that if they say Dharidra Narayan, then they're Dhani Narayan. You have created duality. You who say there's only one. Then why don't you wear the cotton ball? Why are you wearing a cotton shirt? You should wear a cotton ball if it's all one. So this is something like Astiti Nastiti Chavastu Nishtaro. This is one prayer of Hamsa Guru, prayer that Daksha offered. This was not composed by Daksha, but it was eternal Vedic knowledge. Astiti nastiti javastu nistaro. In this prayer it's described that some people say astiti it is. This atheist is saying nastiti. They're nastik. Nastikavad. They say it is. But they're still arguing about Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is antaryami. So this is explained so nicely in this, just in the Bhagavad Gita. That not only we have this verse, Vedaischa Sarvaraham, but all the many, 20 verses in this chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. Uttama Purushastanya, Paramatmeti Udarita, Yaloka Trayamavisha, Bibhatya Jaya Ishvara. He's Ishvara, he's maintaining you. You were born, Shasta Jananam. You were born, you forgot everything, everything that happened to you before. How did you get here? You cannot say. Ishvara Sarabhutam, Rideshi Arjuna. He's in the heart, he's told you everything, how to act, what to do. So this is all explained. Uttama Purushastanya. Above everything there is this, the Akshara Kshara. Akshara Dvavimo Purusho Leka Kshara Sakshara Evacha. Kshara Savani Bhutani Kutasto Kshara Uchite. This world is full of nothing but fallen persons, Krishna is telling us. They're all fallen. The spiritual world, everyone is akshara. But above them all, Uttama Purusha. He is the Supreme Person. They're all persons. He's supreme. Nityo Nityanam. This is what is said in all these Upanishads. There are many verses of Upanishad. Isha Upanishad. Prabhupada gave us Isha Upanishad first because it's very clearly describing Isha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There he says that Tane Jati, Tare Jati, Tadure Tadvantaki. Walks, but he doesn't walk. But it says he walks, but he doesn't walk. So, this is basic knowledge. This is not higher, Manjari Bhav. But it is supposed to understand all these things. The Shastra Yoni Twat. These are all the little aphorisms from the Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is explaining Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. These three things is what explained. But this was not understood until Mahaprabhu revealed to... and then again, it wasn't written down. Therefore, Baladevi Jibhushan Govinda Bhasha, he gave very clearly this explanation in the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Sampradaya. Of course, all Vaishnavas give. Ramanuja, and they all have their madhvas, all the four sampradayas, they have to explain this Vedanta Sutra. And even though Vyasadeva had composed Vedanta Sutra, he was Hridaya, his heart was still depressed, broken. Therefore, when Narad Muni came, he said, that's not enough. This is akiram. This is inferior knowledge. You have to get a little higher. Jugupsitam dhamakate na shashita. They'll take your Mahabharata and all your Puranas and they'll just take some mundane religion out of it. Narad Muni explained. Therefore, that's why you're feeling despondent. So do something else. Therefore, he composed Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the actual natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. It's a big commentary. Sarvedanta Shalam Hi, Shri Bhagavatam Hi Shite. In the end of the Bhagavatam, it says like that. Shalam, Shalam, Samuditam. The essence, cream, Shalam, of all this knowledge is Bhagavatam. Vedanta Sutra is taking all, without being conversant. Nowadays we're lucky, we get all the translation. But previously one had to sit by the spiritual master, had to fully know not only Sanskrit, but he had to study all the Upanishads. Because when the codes are given, they're little two words, three words, and within that the seed. So therefore it's hard for anyone to understand. You have to be brilliant. But one has, they're all these codes in the Vedanta Sutra are referring to Upanishad verses. So one has to be completely familiar with Upanishads. At least there's 10, 11 main ones, and there's 108, and Upa, so many things you have to know. It's all been made easy by Lord Chaitanya. Chirakali, Prem Bhakti, he's saying that after a long time I've come to give this Prema Bhakti. Yuga Dharma, Nama Sankirtan, Pravataimu, Yuga Sankirtan, Harinama Sankirtan. I've come to make them all, Nachaya Bhuvan, dance. Chari Bhav, Bhakti Diya, Nachanu Bhuvan. Everyone dance in ecstasy, not come to give some dry thing. He's given up. As it says in the 11th canto, Taktva Sudustya Surepchita Raja Lakshman. He is showing the example of these six opulences we're reading about, Shaleshvara Purna. Mahaprabhu, he can show all opulences when he has to. Primarily he's showing this Vairagya. Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yogam, Shikata Meka Purusha Purana. He is the original person. He can give teachings. Impersonal cannot speak. If impersonal is the best supreme thing, then you go and ask them for knowledge. Where are you getting knowledge? Can you go in the sky and get knowledge and look up in the cloud? No. Won't happen. Therefore, we're taking only from Purusha Purana, Shiksha, Shikadiya, Shab Nadiya. All over Nadiya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, these Gonitai are walking. Prachinichi Gonitai. They're going walking. They're persons. Ecstatic persons. They're the personality of Godhead. They're full of all loss. And we can get the same taste from them. This, what is it? Purna Vikashita Hoya. From this full blooming in our heart, when the seed is planted in our heart, then we're hearing every day Shravan Kirtan Jale Karya Se Chan. And then by that seed is watered, it grows up through the Brahma Lok into Bedi, penetrating to the lotus feet of Krishna. By this everyday watering and process, Shravan Kirtan Jale, Kore, this Shravan Kirtan water. So, otherwise it's dry. This Mayavada idea is dry. They don't need water because they're already living in the desert. Jiva Malu Prangane. The devotees are always praying to get rid of this dry desert-like tongue. Like Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Malu Prangane. Please, may the nectarian Ganga water jar flow over my desert-like tongue. And Prabodhananda Saraswati describing his heart like a desert, always dry. Very, we don't want this dry desert-like. We want the nectar, always after the Amrita. Amrita. But those who are impersonalists, they are simply dry, stuck in this dry phase. Drier. Kau-kau. Sarvabhauma said, just like jackals, the jackals, Bao-bao, Shigo, He called himself a jackal. Previously, I was surrounded by the jackals of logic. Tarkik Shrigal. Shrigal means the jackals, Tarkik. Because the jackals are simply making that sound, horrible noise. It was a hyena. The jackals also. So they make this horrible noise. They don't have any nectar to speak. Whatever they're speaking is just offensive. But this is all Brahma Gyan. Basic. Now, even though we joke like that, but it's still one requires. But if he's simply stuck on this Brahma Gyan, he doesn't make advancement. Brahmeti Paramatmeti. Vasudeva Paragati. Vasudeva is the goal. Paradeva, the goal of Vedas. Where I was just reading this verse, so many nice verse, 11th canto verse. Gandugdugoham, Asatim Chabayam. Krishna's telling Uddhava this very nectar verse. Gandugdugoham, Asatim Chabayam. Deham Paradinam, Asatajam Cha. He gives all these examples in that verse. That one keeps a cow that has no milk. Of course, we do that here on the farm, but we do that out of love. But Krishna says, you don't get any milk, but you have to keep the cow. We don't kill the cow. But still, if he only has, this is the example Krishna is giving. Gandugdugoham. Milk's already gone. Gandugdugoham asatim chabayam. If he keeps a wife by him, that's unchaste. If he has a son, or first he has a body, dinam para dinam asat prajamcha. He has his body, but he's a slave. Human trafficking. You see that all over Africa and Asia, especially, and even in everywhere now. But the people are kept tied up, put in the trunk of a car, taken somewhere, or tricked, or they're just born so into their parents are just like they're slaves. There's, they say 30 million people were slaves, but probably there's 300 million or something. Minimum. They're slaves. What is the use of their life? They're constantly in misery. Unbelievable misery. That can happen to any of us, anytime. Paradinam. Deham paradinam. Belongs to its dina. It's subservient to others. Dinam paradinam. Deham paradinam. Then he says, asat prajam cha. His praja, his son is asat, a useless rascal. He's not a pandit, like Chanakya Pandit says, he's chakshu, parayva kevalam, keeping, having your eyes blind. Simply trouble. I mean, you have blind, you're blind. Agyana timarandashya. So we're chakra militam yinit, guru is opening our blind eyes with this nectar. Gyananjana sharaka. But if we have a blind, useless son or blind ourself, Ritam Chatiyati Kitam Angavacham. My dear Uddhava, if one doesn't speak about Krishna or he gives money, he gives his wealth, well, everyone's doing that now. They're hard on work, they're giving it uselessly all over the material world. That's what they're doing. What else is their business? They work very hard for money and spend it on useless sense gratification. He said, this is maya rak nahi maya rakshati dukha duki. Simply increasing dukha duki, more and more misery. And we're all subject to these things. So he says, if you study Vedas and don't come shabda pare to nishnato nanishya parija, then phale nishphalam. There's no fruit. You didn't get it. Fruits of studying all these Vedas. You didn't come to the platform, the nectar, the whole reason. This is explained in 11th canto very nicely by Krishna to Uddhava. I probably didn't get to the point of these verses, but there's a lot in here. If there's any comments, questions? Where is it?
What was it again?
Oh, this is Sarvabhauma Acharya. Bhasaravabhauma Bhattacharya, he's asking about the jackal quote, that he became you know, Lord Chaitanya speaking with him. Then ultimately, Lord Chaitanya shows us six on form and all these things. So he became a great, great devotee. And then later on, they were taking prasadam one day, and he said, "You have made, I was an unfortunate crow, but you have made me Garuda." He's telling Lord Chaitanya, "Previously, I was surrounded by these jackals of logic." He was the leader of the jackals of logic, but one of them. It's simply logic, but they don't use their logic to try to tako pratishtana. This is one of the verses, one of the things in the Vedanta Sutra, one of the sutras. Tako pratishtana, that he's beyond argument. You cannot argue. So they're busy arguing. Astiti nastiti, vivara sambara, mohoratmanam, what is it? Moham. Simply bewildering each other, arguing. There's so many types of things going on, arguing and universities, like crows. One verse in the seventh chapter of the Adi Lila, like that, it says, "A sub namani pandita sakal tam savavijapat bek kalahal." This bek kalahal, croaking like frogs. And when you go in Mayapur sometime, of course now it's not, but it used to be more that there was just one building and they're surrounded all over by the fields. You could hear these big, and they go out and they kill these frogs, the Bengalis, and very luscious meal and they export. But anyway, they would stab these frogs and right outside the building sometimes. But we try to kick them out, they stay out. Anyway, they do like that. But these big frogs, they make rah, rah, he knows, right? I don't know if you're in Calcutta, you won't hear it, but if you're out in the countryside, you hear these colossal, probably use the word colossal, croaking of frogs, and the snake finds them and eats them. But so this is like the talking of all the academics. Vidyapat. Nowadays, Vidyapat, well, always Vidyapat means a place of learning. But originally, of course, they're speaking some transcendental knowledge, but now they simply have mundane schools all over India, also everywhere, teaching them everything from abortion and cow slaughter, who knows what. So Krishna's Kaviraj calls it like colossal croaking of frogs. Those who were in the Vidyapat. In those days, there was no ordinary, you know, Harvard and junior high school. What is it called down here? Irby school, or some stupid mundane Mebane or something. No, but they had Vidyapat. If you went to school, you learned Vedas. Anyone who didn't go, then that's it. You don't learn anything. You might learn in your house something. That's it. Finished. You either were a Brahmin, you learned it, and sometimes Kshatriyas learned it. Others?
No. Can you make the jackal noise again?
What?
Can you make the jackal noise?
Really know.
Just one more time. I was reading last night in Adi Mila, and Prabhupada said, we call Mayavadis Vedantis. Dantis, teeth, ve, without teeth. And he says, the teeth they have is Shankar's philosophy, but our acharyas, they smash those teeth, so these are toothless. These Mayavadis, Prabhupada said, are toothless at the last. I must have read that before, but I read it three times last night to my daughter. I said, remember this. This is good.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that we can get to, we have to actually really know this philosophy to argue it with. Tesham aham jnanatam tamaha. Tesham, what is that verse? Tesham aham ajnanatam. That nutshell verse. That he gives it from within. Just like somebody was saying, well, Prabhupada, they say they are God and we don't need God on a morning walk. So Prabhupada said, what do you tell them? What is the argument? So many devotees were big, big swamis that were giving so many things. Prabhupada said, No. Finally, he quoted this verse. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam piti purvagam dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite. How can they say that they're getting from God or they are God? They're bogus, all nonsense. Because piti purvagam, they have no love of Krishna. Krishna's giving. Tesham satata. If they're satata yuktanam, always engaged, Tejam satadriyuktanam bhajatam piti purvakam. If they're piti purvakam, full of love, then vidami buddhiyogam jnanam. Then they can have understanding. But they have no understanding because they're not getting within the heart from Krishna. Antayami, yantayami purusha iti so shankshibhiva. Shere svaya purnayai ha bhagavan sa swayamayam na chaitanyat Krishna jagati paratatam pramiya. He is non-different from Krishna. He's the paratatva. Purna tatva. So we want purna full, then purna shudo nitya mukto. Vinatvam nami namina. All we have to do is take the name. Nama chintamani krishnas chaitanya rasa vigra. We want the ras. Then we take it, chaitanya, we get full consciousness, full taste, shudo, because shudo, it's pure, nityam, always liberated. And binatal an namanamino. It's non-different from the namino, the owner of the name. We read that this morning after Mangalarti. This absolute means that the name is non-different, Krishna. We can want to see Krishna, be here first. Shuta ikshita, then you will see. Trishtana yantam. You want the darshan, you have to hear. Just like if you come and see Krishna, but you have no knowledge, what is Krishna? You might think, very nice. Just like so many people are coming in India to temples. But because there's no Bhagavad Vidhi, there's no actual knowledge of the following of Bhagavad Vidhi path, sadhana, what to speak of Raga Marg, but because they don't follow it, they don't hear properly from the proper guru, parampara, saragam naya mahanavaya, the ocean of transcendental knowledge, they're not entering rasanade into that ocean of ras, then they don't understand what they're seeing, what is there. Purna Aishvarya, the six opulences, of which Mahaprabhu is exhibiting this detachment. That which all demigods, everyone in the material world is after, he gives it up, just like Tuchavat, insignificant. Six Goswamis are giving up. Takvas. They're Mandalapati. They're not small timers. Rupa and Sanatan, they're not little time, small time. No. They're Mandalapati. They were running the whole Bengal government. Rascal demon king was out doing all nonsense. He couldn't find anyone better. They ran the government. Mandalapati. That means the whole world. They were the pati, masters of the world. They were masters of the world. They weren't small-time, you know, drunkards lying in the gutter. But they gave it up. Tuchavat. They gave it up. When they came in contact with Chaitanya, they gave it up just like it was useless. What is this? Running the Bengali government? Not only Bengali, he was conquering here and there all over the half of India. Oh, Sanatan, yeah, I need you. I have to go conquer. You can run the government. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to help you give pain to the personality of Godhead. Okay, put him in jail. So, anyway. Glorious to Chaitanya Charitamrita.